Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the heels of the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation process and with the midterm elections just weeks away, Associated Press Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace sat down with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Julie Pace is on our newsline. Julie, is Senator McConnell still basking in the glow of the Kavanaugh victory?
I think basking is a great way to put it. Senator McConnell was in a really good mood when we talked with him earlier today. You know, he sees this as his legacy, not just what he did on the Supreme Court with getting both Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch confirmed, but more broadly what he's been doing with stocking the lower courts with more conservative-leaning judges. He really feels like this has made everything that he has been through, you know, with the Trump administration, dealing with the Obama administration, worth it. That again, this will be his legacy as majority leader.
With the midterm elections coming up next month, what are Senator McConnell's thoughts on Republicans keeping control of the Congress?
Well, he, like a lot of Republicans, is pretty bullish on their chances in the Senate. The House is a bit of a different situation, and we talked with him about what the role of a Republican Senate would be if you have Democrats taking over the House, if they start launching investigations into the president and his administration. What I thought was interesting is that he said if Democrats take back the House and go down that road, start launching a bunch of investigations into Trump's finances, cabinet members, that it will backfire on them. And he pointed to what happened when Republicans did the same thing to Bill Clinton and actually went even further and impeached him. And then Bill Clinton actually left office quite popular after years of investigations. He drew a comparison and raised sort of an alarm for Democrats if they wanted to take that road with Trump.
Senator McConnell also talked about the possibility of a Republican primary challenge against President Trump in 2020. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, what's interesting is that we've had this chatter for a while now about the prospect that somebody might challenge Trump in the primary. One person who seems to be flirting with it is Jeff Flake, the retiring senator from Arizona. And McConnell, you know, interestingly, was acknowledging the fact that it is part of the conversation, that this is something that people are discussing, which is extraordinary in and of itself. You rarely have this kind of open discussion of primary and a sitting president, but he did discourage it. He didn't think that there would be an opening for anybody. He did not think that anybody would be successful in challenging Trump during a Republican primary.
You talked about Senator McConnell and his legacy. Do you get any sense that Mitch McConnell may see the finish line politically?
So McConnell told us that he is going to run for re-election in 2020 when his seat is up. He is going to run for leader again. And we really pushed him on this question of how long a leader should stay in charge of their caucus, because we're having this interesting discussion around Nancy Pelosi on the Democratic side, where she is getting pressure from younger members, the left flank of her party, to let somebody else step in. McConnell was pretty insistent that he does not think that he has to consider stepping aside, letting somebody else step in. He said that he has the support of his members. And interestingly, he knew off the top of his head what his personal approval rating is from a new poll that's out. So this is not a man who looks like he's ready to either retire from the Senate or step aside as leader.
Julie, before we let you go, I wonder, what does Senator McConnell think about the president's tweets and sometimes off-script remarks at his rallies and speeches?
Mitch McConnell does not want to be asked about the president's tweets. He has perfected the art form of the dodge on questions about controversial statements that the president makes. He did that repeatedly as we talked to him. He just doesn't see value in weighing in on all of these issues, that it's something that we've seen other Republicans on the Hill certainly do as well, try to pretend like they maybe haven't even seen the tweets. So McConnell has become, as I said, quite adept at avoiding that kind of conversation. And today was no change there.
Julie Pace is the award-winning Washington bureau chief at the Associated Press, just off her sit-down with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Julie, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.